Now the Federal Drive with Tom Temin.
Hello and thanks for joining us on this Monday, March 13th, 2017, 6 minutes past the hour. I'm Tom Temin. Our producers are Lauren Larson and Eric White. Our web editors, Jory Heckman and Michael O'Connell. Coming up in this hour of the Federal Drive, we get one informed view, when all the smoke has blown away, of whether the Veterans Affairs Department has actually improved over the last couple of years. Plus, a former Marine reflects on her experience with sexual harassment and what she did and did not do about it. Those stories much more ahead during this hour of the Federal Drive. But first, it'll take another 5 years and several billion dollars before the Defense Department finishes the rollout of its brand new electronic health record. But DOD hit a major milestone just a few weeks ago, bringing the system online at its first facility in the Pacific Northwest. Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu visited Fairchild Air Force Base to talk with clinicians and defense health officials about how the new system, known as MHS Genesis, is working so far. He filed this report.
Now serving B405.
I'm standing behind the counter of the outpatient pharmacy here at Fairchild's 92nd Medical Group, and the technicians filling prescriptions in front of me have two different computer screens mounted in front of them, one over the other. The bottom one has a user interface that would look pretty familiar to anyone who's used any piece of well-designed software anytime in the last decade. The screen above that is still there because pharmacy techs still need to access the old system for a while. It's called CHCS. It's been around since the late 1980s, and it looks like it. Plain white text on a plain black screen.
It hasn't changed much at all since my time. I looked at it as antiquated when I came in and was a young guy. You know, and I was embarrassed that it was, that's sort of the product we were using 22 years ago. So it's a great step forward.
That's Jason Christensen, one of the Air Force's most experienced pharmacy technicians. He served on one of the advisory groups DOD put together back when it was still trying to get input from the military services on what the new system, called MHS Genesis, really needed to do. He grew up around here, went to high school in Reardon, about 20 minutes away from the base's front gate.
They called us and asked us if we'd be willing to move up here, and we jumped at the chance to kind of come back home. So, but the safety and the ease of use is significantly improved.
But for Congress and DOD, the intense interest in implementing a new electronic health record hasn't been just about a nicer user interface for clinical staff. In return for the $4.3 billion investment, the Pentagon says it's getting a computing system that, for the first time, treats its healthcare delivery system as truly one system. Genesis is based almost entirely on a commercial product called Millennium, made by the health IT giant Cerner. By the time it's finally rolled out to every military treatment facility in the world in 2022, it'll absorb several different legacy systems that handle inpatient and outpatient care. When a military clinician looks at a computer screen, he or she will see all of their patients' data, including their visits to private healthcare providers. And besides the health information exchanges that supply that private sector data, military providers can also see treatment records from the VA. And that also means the IT system itself will be able to help doctors make smarter decisions than they'd otherwise be able to make on their own, from seeing a patient for 15 minutes and trying to analyze medical information from various paper records. Dr. Paul Kortz is the functional champion for the military health system. It's his job to advocate on behalf of the new health records and users.
I'll give one example that's been illustrated in the last week here at Fairchild. The provider writes a prescription for a medication that's excreted by the kidney. The patient has an elevated serum creatinine, which is a marker of kidney function. MHS Genesis links data elements in the medical record to the medication prescribed and suggests a modification to the prescribed dose. No human interaction is required. That is one simple illustration of the power of MHS Genesis.
Clinicians at Fairchild say beyond those automated alerts, they're already starting to see other improvements in workflow and in patient safety. For instance, the new health record system was designed from the beginning to automatically ingest data from the clinic's medical equipment, including lab results. Colonel Margaret Carey, the commander of the 92nd Medical Group, says that's something the old system, ALTA, could not do.
For some of our labs, we had to previously fat finger the information in. So from a patient perspective, that information is flowing over seamlessly. With ALTA, there was several different modules that you had to go through in order to see your patient, Now everything is on one screen and you just keep going down, down, down the screen. So from an efficiency perspective, it makes it much easier as a provider to write your note and coordinate your note. And some of that is customized by provider. You know, if I want to ask this question first or review this, your meds and labs first or last, you can do that and fix that, customize your screen to your workflow.
Just down the hall from the pharmacy at this small outpatient facility is the Family Health Clinic, where many of the 11,000 service members, family members, and retirees who use Fairchild for their primary care first get registered in the system and sign up for its patient portal. And that, in and of itself, is a major change. DoD's aging health IT systems already give patients some access to some of their medical information, like blood test results and prescriptions, but only for healthcare services provided by military treatment facilities. And some clinics use separate services like Relay Health to let patients send messages to their doctors. But one of the department's goals with Genesis was to democratize health data, give patients access to as much of their own health information as possible, since theoretically they own that information. Major Suzanne Green, the flight commander at the Family Health Clinic, says the portal lets patients see all of their own information and securely communicate with their doctors all in one spot.
And it's very user-friendly for the patients on their part. If they want to send a message to us, they just click send a message. They can find their provider, and it's just like using Outlook or using your personal email. So it's super easy. They can even upload pictures of the rash and send it to me if they want to. I don't see the rash, but anyways, but they can. So I mean, it's changing healthcare and how we interact with our patients. It's saving a lot of trips in on bad snow days up here that they don't actually have to come in. We can just, a lot of healthcare, if you think about it, is talking with the patients back and forth, not necessarily ordering stuff or doing stuff. So that's where that benefit's going to come in.
And even though the system is new, clinical staff are still getting used to it. It's already letting them do their jobs more efficiently, including the ways in which they communicate with their patients.
There was always like a tech, nurse to doctor. Okay, you call the patient back because the doctors didn't have time because of their documentation or whatever. Right. We already have physicians that are getting abnormal labs. They can drop that right in and send that message right to the patient. That's a huge efficiency improvement. You know, we've had providers that have stayed over hours at a time in primary care just trying to stay up to date and keep ahead of their documentation because they were going into so many systems, but literally everything is in one area. One record, because it's a database that we have access to everything about the patient right now. And that's huge. That is huge.
Maybe one reason things have gone so smoothly at Fairchild so far is that officials left very little to chance when it came to preparing the staff to use the new system. Since last fall, a good chunk of the clinic's basement has been turned into a full-time schoolhouse for mandatory training, led by Cerner and by Major Shelley Hansen, the flight commander for education and training.
Do you spend anywhere from 6 to 8 hours of computer-based trainings, and then you would come into the instructor-led trainings, which could be from 6 to 10 hours.
The training is still going on as employees learn about last-minute changes to the software and new employees cycle in for the first time.
And the feedback that we've received is that the individuals would prefer more hands-on and not so much in the, you know, in the computer-based training, as is that is like a training domain, so you really don't get the feel of the real production site, because not every feature was actually into the training domain. You know, there's still training being provided on the fly, basically, just because there's things that weren't features that weren't in the training domain that is now in the live production. I think people would like more access on their own time to the training domain just so that they could practice. We didn't have that because apparently the bandwidth wasn't enough, which, you know, has been raised and an issue because, you know, I consider us a pretty small facility.
So does the Defense Department, which is why it started with Fairchild. DoD had planned to launch Genesis at two sites simultaneously last December, but when unexpected problems cropped up around data interfaces with DoD legacy systems and cybersecurity concerns, the go-live was pushed back by 2 months, and Fairchild launched the system on its own on February 7th. The new schedule calls for 3 more Pacific Northwest military treatment facilities to adopt the system this summer. Crucially, all 3 of them are full-service hospitals, not outpatient clinics. Madigan Army Medical Center near Tacoma can handle up to 300 inpatient beds at one time, and it serves a day-to-day population 10 times larger than the clinic at Fairchild. Stacy Cummings is the Program Executive Officer for Defense Health Management Systems, the office that's managing the acquisition and deployment process for Genesis.
We chose Fairchild for a lot of reasons. The size, we were able to come in a outpatient environment, really get to see how the system operates, specifically to our military workflows. And we're going to learn so many lessons from here, our deployment at Fairchild. And our next site will be even better. And the one after that will be better than that. And we're just going to continue to learn and take the commercial best practices and apply what we learn on top of that to make the deployments more seamless and make sure that they're even more prepared than they were for our first deployment here.
Cummings says one of the reasons Genesis worked so well, in its first deployment at least, is that DoD specified in its contract that it wasn't just buying an IT product, but also training and integration services from a commercial provider who's already deployed the same underlying software in hundreds of hospitals.
We, in the functional community, the acquisition community, and the technical community, we've all gone out and been able to see how commercial hospitals have implemented EHRs, modern EHRs, and all of them tell us that one of the most important things you can do is focus on change management and communication. It's all about the provider understanding what's the benefit for me as I'm documenting and making decisions, and what's the benefit to my patient. That's all change management. Having it integrated as part of the solution was an important part of our strategy.
As I walked around the medical clinic here at Fairchild and talked to the staff, it was striking to me that no one I talked to complained about a new IT system changing the way they do business. And that's striking because so many of DoD's attempts to integrate commercial software have run off the rails because of someone somewhere in the acquisition process insisting that the software has to be adapted to fit the military's business processes and not the other way around. Back in the pharmacy, Jason Christensen, the pharmacy tech, told me that for most of the staff there, it's mostly been a matter of pushing different buttons on a different computer screen. I asked him how much of the pharmacy workflow is still basically the same, even after installing this new IT system.
90%. Our work process has not changed. We're still queuing the patient up to the window, and we're still typing it, scanning it into our other system, so it still queues it over that. We still scan the civilian prescriptions in. All of that is still the same. It's just a matter of how we're getting it from point A to point B is a little different.
At Fairchild Air Force Base, I'm Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.
Check out Jared's ongoing coverage of this and all matters DoD at FederalNewsRadio.com. Still to come on Federal News Radio, we get one informed view, when all the smoke has blown away, of whether the Veterans Affairs Department has actually improved over the last couple of years. But first, a former Marine reflects on her experience with sexual harassment and what she did and did not do about it. It's the Federal Drive with Tom Temin, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.